Hi, this is Kathy Martinez, and today I have the opportunity to sit down with Josh Henkin, creator of Sandbag Fitness Systems, to discuss his program, Myths of Sandbag Training, and why this has exploded to be such a popular program. Thanks for joining us, Josh. Can you tell us a little about yourself and how you came about your Sandbag program?
Thanks, Kathy. It's a pleasure. You know, it really was an opportunity to help take teaching what I found to be the most successful training methods and take it beyond my personal training clients and take it to more people and more avenues, everyone from post-rehabilitation clients to elite athletes. And it's been really exciting to see the progress that people have been able to achieve. You know, having worked in the field for almost 15 years now, I've seen quite a different number of training methods come about, and obviously trained a lot of different, you know, tools and implements and methodologies, and really was excited about the possibility of using the sandbags in a more mainstream foundation. Many people are probably familiar with sandbag training in one form or another, especially if you've performed any athletics in your past. However, what we're doing and how we're teaching and promoting the sandbags is quite unique and different, making it a really new hot program for people to start using and implementing with their own clients and themselves.
Very nice. How would you say, how are your sandbags unique? How are sandbags unique for training?
Well, you know, that's really where it starts. You know, sandbag training can mean so many different things to so many different people, and really the way we teach the sandbags isn't possible to implement without using the sandbags we created. For years, you know, I used the same method that a lot of people are probably familiar with. You know, used a army duffel bag, put in some garbage bags, filled them up with sand, and started training. And in fact, that was my initial inspiration because I was involved with strongman training. And because we didn't have access to a lot of the implements at the time, stones, logs, and so forth, we tried to use, you know, homemade sandbags to replicate a lot of these movements. Unfortunately, you know, we encountered the same thing that most people encounter. They rip, they tear, they broke over the place. I always tell the story that many people laugh that, you know, I was lifting a 200-pound sandbag in my garage and the whole thing tore, and about 200 pounds of sand come falling down our garage floor. And, you know, my now ex-wife wasn't too happy. Maybe that's why she's an ex-wife. But, you know, you could see that, you know, most people are familiar with that. And then, you know, even though that didn't discourage me completely because there really weren't any other avenues and ideas upon how to implement sandbag training, and I knew this form of training could be so applicable to so many people outside of strongman, I still pursued using it with my clients. And unfortunately, I found the same, you know, problems follow us through there. You know, we have sand all over the ground. It was hard to adjust and manipulate for different ability levels. Changing the load was just a really impossibility. And a lot of people didn't like the fact that the, you know, material would scrape and rip up their hands. And, you know, Kathy, you and I worked with a lot of people, and I don't care if you're an athlete or non-athlete, people don't like seeing blood spear down when they're using different pieces of equipment. It doesn't really promote them using the equipment. So I designed the bag out of my own necessity of finding a way to incorporate sandbag training that we could use for a whole diverse population. And really what I came down through with a lot of variations over the years was a tool that I think is the best on the market by far. And really what makes it unique is the fact that, unlike a lot of different manufacturers, that I actually use the bags. And it came about from our own evolution of trying to implement with people on a day-in and day-out basis. So the bags, from the material to the stitching to the handle placements, really came about from working with people day in and day out, and I think that's what makes the bag truly unique, because when you look at some of the other products on the market, you're going to find some similarities, but really you're going to find a lot of limitations because these are not people that use their product day in and day out with people. And when that happens, you know, you can tell the difference between a coach and purely an exercise manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. With the idea of how you came up with your own sandbags and the fact that your sandbags are adjustable, which makes it easier for different abilities for your clients, they actually are able to have success with their movements instead of being set up from more of a failure and frustration. So your sandbags really are able to help the clients achieve specific goals and movement goals. So I think that's really great. What would you say that common mistakes are that people have about sandbags? I mean, I hear, is that what I think it is? You know, how would you really define what makes it so unique and how, and to change that idea, that thought process that people have?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. The first, you know, mistake that a lot of people have is they look at sandbag training and they think of something, like I said, you know, people have preconceptions, something maybe messy and cheap. and they don't realize, you know, the great training tool that it is. You know, sandbags, you can, will be looked at as probably one of the, actually the oldest training tool around. Doing some research, I found information saying that there's scriptures in Egyptian times showing people heaving what seemed to be sandbag type of implements. And like most training implements, you know, a lot of people don't understand, the development was more out of convenience than it was scientific technology at the time. So, you know, everything from barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells, and even sandbags. You know, a lot of people use these implements because they're relatively easy to find and to utilize. And without knowing, you know, a lot of these athletes found that, you know, a sandbag especially is so powerful because you can't replicate its movement. I think one of the challenges, you know, for example, kettlebell space for a long time where people wanted to try to replicate a lot of the movements with a dumbbell. And it's hard to argue that you can't replicate a lot of the movements with a dumbbell, even if you are a kettlebell fan. And so, you know, kettlebells, I think, faced that challenge for a long time. Whereas with a sandbag, you really can't replicate the feel and the movement that a good sandbag has with any other training implement. So what a sandbag does, it's the only implement that actually shifts and moves while you lift it. Right. And if we examine that, you know, it turns out to be the most functional piece of equipment, because I can't think of too many circumstances in the real world where we have nicely set up handles and perfectly calibrated bars and plates and weights that allow us to deal with the real world that we're dealing with, whether it's from groceries, lifting your child. You know, I jokingly, you know, pick up my 60-pound boxer quite often, and she's squiggling around everywhere, and, you know, there's no good placed handles. And I know a lot of people can relate to this from a day-in and day-out, you know, functional basis. And yet it surprised me how many people look at sandbags and the only thing they can think of doing is basically carrying them around. If that was really the only way of utilizing them, they'd have a really limited, you know, potential in making people stronger and more fit. Truly, sandbags can be used, obviously, with many other type of barbell or dumbbell type of lifts, but they can be used for so much more because the placement and distribution of load can vary so greatly. You can create a lot of great exercises that you couldn't create with any other implement. You know, if we take squatting, for example, such a foundational exercise, you know, in my seminars I teach that, you know, a lot of times we teach the bear hug position first, which is sort of grasping around the bag, having it way long ways on your body, because it allows people to have a feedback to their squatting. So you could actually have a corrective type of exercise, because most people's nervous systems are so discombobulated, you could say, that they don't understand where they are in space. And having the feedback of a sandbag allows people to perform almost an instant squat without having to spend weeks upon trying to do corrective work, stretches, and so forth. Sometimes people just need the simplest cues to have them successful. At the same time, that very same lift can be used in athletic type of endeavors, and it's the easiest way to load the body and allows athletes to perform great squats, very deep and challenging, and to load their body in a manner that allows them to perform the squat safely. Because, you know, Kathy, you and I, again, we work with a lot of people. Where do most people cheat exercise like squats? It's in their low back. They start lifting when their low back, when it gets heavy. And with a sandbag, you know, especially in the bear hug position, you just can't do that. Mm-hmm. So in actuality, it allows, you know, strength coaches to train their athletes in a very, very safe environment with gaining the same, you know, training effect that they would with a barbell. So right. Sandbags, you know, have a lot of great attributes in that respect. And finally, you know, a lot of things that people don't look at, you know, we've added a whole rotational component and complexes that are very unique only to sandbags because of how you can grab and place them upon your body. And if you can increase your body's movement encyclopedia, you're going to become a better athlete or more fit individual. So there's no doubt that sandbags should really be a part of everybody's training program.
So basically, sandbags can help with teaching giving your clients better body awareness, and so they are able to have success in movement, and that sets them up for being excited that they are actually able to lift objects that they never thought they could before, and taking it not only in their personal training endeavors in the class or being set up with their trainers, but also in everyday lifts, gardening, picking up their children and things like that. So yeah, I think that the sandbag really has a lot to offer as far as, day-to-day life. Another question that I have for you is, why do you call it a system? What kind of system are you talking about?
Well, you know, again, I've done presentations and I laugh when people, you know, almost scoff at me at the idea of having to learn how to use a sandbag. And I asked those same people, you know, have you seen the amount of arguments that go on how to use a bar or how to use a kettlebell? They're vicious, and people have very strict ideas upon how you correctly implement these very simple objects that by themselves have no rules, and the rules are only created by the users. And really, a system allows you to have a framework to work from. You can deviate from the system, but only when you have a system to deviate from, because logically you have to incorporate sandbags in a manner that is scientific and applicable, meaning if you just place random exercise together, then you're just sort of doing this general exercise, and the outcome is far less than if you have a sensible approach, just as you would with a barbell, a kettlebell, or a dumbbell, even your bodyweight movements. You know, people have definitive progressions with all these training methodologies, yet when it comes to sandbags, they seem to want to throw them all out and just start randomly doing exercises. So really, with the system, it sort of takes you back to progressions, how to start, how to manipulate training methods, exercises to fit into a way that you're going to optimize your training. And if you don't have an idea of how you're going to incorporate the exercises, what the impact of performing different exercises is going to be, and where to place the load during different times of a training cycle, you're basically, again, going into the gym and just, you might as well just perform random exercises of any sort, because inherently that's what you're doing. So having a system allows you to have a program and a basis to follow through. You know, so I wish people would understand that just like with any other training tool, there has to be a sensible approach to it and meaning behind why you're performing different movements.
Right, understandably. So as a result of you creating a system of teaching regarding sandbags, are you in the middle of trying to create a certification? Are you planning on offering certification courses? What's your direction for that?
Yes, you know, right now we're working on incorporating a lot of different programs, you know, especially a certification, because there definitely is a need to have people understand the concepts that I was just speaking about. You know, I give an example. I was with a very, very well-known strength coach at his certification, and he uses their sandbags quite a bit. And he asked me to give a brief demonstration of how you can use the sandbags. And he came up to me afterwards, and he confessed that he had absolutely no idea how much you could do with the sandbags, and that he was using them in a much more limited role. And so we want people to see the ability that these sandbags provide. But what we want to do is show them in conjunction with some other training tools. So we're going to actually put together a certification that incorporates other tools such as suspension training and unique band work, because these are all very complementary to the sandbag
right.
program. And I think we're getting to the age of where people are having less time to devote to training, less money to devote to training. So we want to have an opportunity to reach people that typically are not going to go in the gym and try to pump up their biceps. They want to look great. They want to be lean. They want to be functional. And then trainers and coaches want to be able to help their people feel better, whether it's rehabbing some injuries or getting them to their fitness goals and getting them to an area where they can do it in a fun manner. Because as you and I know, if people don't enjoy training, they're not going to pursue it for a long term. So these avenues allow people to train either in a commercial gym, outside, or at home, enjoy and get real benefits. Because, you know, I think a lot of people are skeptical because there's been a lot of promotion of different training methods and tools that really just don't work. While they may be challenging and hard, when you get down to what the results are, they just don't stand for the test of time. And in our certification, just like in our seminars and workshops, we show people how pretty instantly you can make people better. And when you can make people instantly better, I think it has a more profound effect upon their trust in you as a coach and the system that you're using in general.
Right. That sounds great. So are you expecting certifications to be maybe listed this year, or is that something that's going to be maybe in 2010, or is that something, a goal that's going to be this year?
Well, we're looking to have a couple in the fall, one in Sweden, which is pretty exciting to do, the first one in Europe, and then possibly one in the fall as well in the East Coast, possibly in the New York area. And if people want to find out more information, they can email me at josh@sandbagexercises.com. We'll give you more information. They're really in their initial start, but if you want to get a jump start on them, we'll be announcing them shortly. And we're going to try to make it very affordable for people, because we want people to get in on the ground floor of this training system, because I truly believe that this is going to be something that you're going to find in basically every gym, every training center, and a lot of homes. Already we've already seen that. I can't tell you how fortunate I feel to have our bags in so many high-level training centers and having so many elite coaches using them and raving about them. And we want, you know, everyday people and a lot of more coaches and trainers to have the opportunity to see the same benefits.
Right. That sounds great. My next question for you is, you know, kettlebells are out in the market these days and becoming quite a commodity among people. They're sold everywhere. I want to know how sandbags can be implemented to a person's kettlebell, everyday kettlebell lifting.
I think they're completely complementary. You know, it's hard because I think initially a lot of people look at sandbags and go, well, the lifts sound a lot alike. But, you know, kettlebells and sandbags are distinctly different, mainly because the whole benefit behind kettlebells is that you can groove the lift. I mean, you can ask anyone who performs kettlebell competitions, and the only way you can possibly endure the challenge of those competitions is to get into a groove and basically a pace. Well, the opposite of sandbags. You cannot groove a sandbag because it shifts and moves every repetition. And what happens is you incorporate a lot more muscles because just by the same reason that we don't perform while working machines rather than more so on free weights, if you can incorporate more muscles, then you're going to have a better training effect. So both the kettlebells and the sandbags are useful because the kettlebells allow you to get into more strength endurance type of training, where sandbags allow you to train muscles in a different manner, even if you're performing the same lift. I'll give you a brief example. If you're doing a snatch movement with a kettlebell, there's sort of a smooth trajectory that you start to use, you know, pushing through the hips and straight up the body, and you can get into a groove where you can perform lots of repetitions at once because you almost start using the momentum to your advantage. If you try to replicate the same movement, let's say in the shouldering movement of a sandbag, which is just cleanly bring the bag to your shoulder from the floor, even if you bring the bag to your shoulder, which is a feat of itself because it's moving on you, you have to then re-grip and refocus the lift because now the weight has shifted on you and the bag's dimensions have changed so that you have basically a new lift every time you sit the bag down. And so it's really hard to groove a sandbag. So as recently I spoke with strength coach John Alvino, who has been known to produce some pretty amazing athletes, and his input was very profound, where he thinks that even though the lifts are similar, you train different muscles, so to prevent nervous system burnout and to learn to be too efficient one thing or another, to mix them is an ideal scenario. So really, you know, people that are into kettlebells will find sandbags to be a whole nother thing. And, you know, you and I saw it at one of my workshops where people that were very competent in kettlebell lifting, even though that the lifts were very similar, were having quite a struggle with the sandbags because it is a different beast. So I think even if people sort of start mixing in the two, they'll have a much better training program than trying to rely on one solely.
Right. Well, Josh, I appreciate your time, and I think you've answered a lot of my questions about sandbag training. And if you are interested in finding out more from Josh and sandbag training, you can go to sandbagexercises.com.
Yeah, the people can go there, or they can go our brand new site, sandbagfitnesssystems.com, and we're constantly updating material with new videos. You know, I just posted our 100th free video on the website, so there's a lot of great free information. So if people want to see what we're all about, you know, we want you to come and try us out because we haven't had people disappointed yet. We're going to be updating some new projects on the site as well, including some new sizes of our bags, some new colors, which are pretty just darn cool, if I say so myself. And, you know, it gives people an opportunity to become involved in something that is very fun, very exciting, and I really believe it's going to be the new wave of the future. So people can definitely check us out either at sandbagexercise.com, sandbagfitnesssystems.com, and if they have any questions about our programs, our seminars, our certifications, or just the bags in general, they can email me at josh@sandbagexercise.com.
And in addition, you're also on Facebook, correct?
Yes. People are more than welcome to check out a lot of the videos on our Facebook. I posted a lot. They can look up myself, and constantly we're updating articles and videos and blog posts. So, you know, really I think information and knowledge is power concept, it rings true. And once people understand and can start to incorporate what we're talking about, inevitably they all find that the same benefit, which is a fantastic workout, which really increases their fitness levels very quickly.
Very good. And I think you also have a channel on YouTube, right?
Yes. People can check out our Sandbag Fitness channel, and just one word, Sandbag Fitness. Again, like I said, we're just posting our 100th video, which is I think, really unusual because most companies, they want you to buy the products, just trust them. That's good. And we're putting ourselves out there to try to help educate people upon the proper use and application of them because we want you having success from day one. And it's really cool, too, because we're the only company that when you buy our bags, we give you four free ebooks that all contain different programs and exercises. We give you a DVD on how to start your sandbag training program, and you get free YouTube videos. So for the value, I can't think of anything better because also, you know, our bags are the ones that everyone tries to copy. I know because I've been a designer on several of them, and everything from our actual shells to our really our patent-pending filler bags is what makes our program so unique and so good for people from home training to outdoors to elite training centers.
Very good. Well, it sounds great, Josh. I appreciate your time. And again, if you need to get a hold of Josh, you can visit sandbagsystems.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.